On this New Year's Eve, I'm turning to Bach. His New Year's cantatas were part of the liturgical year, and in 1725 he wrote Gottlob, nun geht das Jahr zu Ende. Praise God, the year now draws to a close. New Year's Day was of special importance in Leipzig because it was the opening of the Neujahr Messe, the first of three annual trade fairs that brought scores of merchants and visitors to the city. Here was a chance for visitors to experience some of the fine music being produced in the city. What I like about this cantata is that it has a Janus-like quality. It looks back on the old year and forward to the new year. This cantata opens with a dance-like soprano aria, which is a little unusual. Often a cantata will start with a more substantial movement. The words give thanks for the year that has passed and entreat God to bring even more blessings in the new year. Towards the end of the cantata, Bach rather cleverly brings back a hint of his first aria so that the cantata looks forward and back into the past. The opening soprano aria is scored for three oboes, including the oboe d'amore, which give the aria a pastoral feel. Bach reinforces the pastoral nature of this piece by writing the aria in 3-4, but using quavers, which he can group in various ways, creating irregular phrases. This propels the aria on, creating something of an energetic dance-like feel. Tonight, I will be seeing the New Year concert of Freshly Ground at Kirstenbosch. It's the last time that Freshly Ground will play together, so also a time for them to look back and look forward as well to new ventures. I wish you a very happy and healthy 2020 with good music to accompany your every day of the year. Here is Deborah York performing Gottlob, nun geht das Jahr zu Ende, with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra under Ton Koopman.
Oh,
was Deborah York performing Gottlob, Nun geht das Jahr zu Ende, with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra under Ton Koopman. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.
FMR 101.3.